Dick DiBartolo jokes that during the pandemic, he and his husband Dennis are practicing social distancing. The couple occupies two apartments in the same building.
We live in separate apartments, one directly above the other, and we share a backyard, and we share a dog.
DiBartolo likes to call himself Mad's Maddest Writer. Longtime associates refer to him as Dickie D. He has a home studio where he records his Giz Whiz podcast. His co-host is a 30-year-old Texan with red hair known as OMG Chad.
Every time I co-host a show with him, I am just reminded just how much knowledge and history and cultural impact Dickie D has.
Dickie D and OMG Chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now!
DiBartolo calls himself the Giz Whiz because he's a gizmo wizard. In addition to the podcast, he appears regularly on the Tech Guy radio show and ABC World News Tonight, showing off his favorite gizmos and gadgets. He's been talking up a useful product in this time of sheltering in place, prism glasses.
Prism glasses go over your regular eyewear, but let you read or watch television while laying in bed. Basically, they are eyeglasses with 45-degree mirrors in them. So they reflect into your eyes whatever you're looking at, even though you're in a totally prone position.
DiBartolo is 74, but you wouldn't describe him as sedentary. He and his trademark Fu Manchu mustache are regulars at the sprawling CES Electronics Show in Las Vegas every January. During the rest of the year, he's wandering the aisles at trade shows for pets, bicycles, boats, and toys.
Okay, Toy Fair 2020, looking for geeky things. We found Geek Club. So with that box, you can build
7 different type of robots. So it comes with a 10 PCB boards with a USB soldering stick.
There's also a houseware show called The Inspired Home, where we found a water bottle with Bluetooth.
And a built-in charging station. So you don't have to stick your earbuds in your pocket. They go into the cap of your water bottle. But while they're in the cap, they're recharging because the cap has a battery in it. And the battery can also charge your phone because it has charging out.
This is episode 1770, recorded Thursday, March 12th, 2020.
As if the radio, TV, and podcast appearances weren't enough to keep DiBartolo busy, he does a wacky show live that gets recorded and later uploaded to YouTube. The Giz Fizz features DiBartolo and guests screening hokey instructional films from the 1940s and 50s and wisecracking over the soundtrack, a la Mystery Science Theater 3000.
All our machines have safety devices. But there was a time I got a little careless and had that accident.
Here's a Band-Aid.
My hand could have been badly smashed. Luckily, it wasn't. And on top of that, I got quick medical attention and the best.
Okay, let me see.
I'd be glad I was covered by...
Well, that's going to be 3 aspirins for that. Did you bring the missing finger with you?
The X-ray showed several small bones were broken.
Thanks to the pandemic, this will likely be the first year in a while when there won't be a Giz Whiz meetup in Manhattan where fans get to hang out with Dickie D. You can watch the Giz Whiz podcast on the web at gizwhiz.tv. There's another website, gizwhiz.biz, where you can submit videos of your favorite gadgets and try to guess what weird, unidentified gadgets are used for. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.